Welcome to Super Together. This is a strange episode because it's Ginger and I are actually not together. She sent me a message last night with an audio recording of a loving kindness meditation. As we discussed last week, this is just kind of a weird time and a time where we're not necessarily inclined toward being our best selves to one another. Now, I'll have to admit that I have only seen examples of people just being awesome to each other. Not really with my own eyes, but through social media, through, you know, just my personal relationships. But that being said, Ginger wanted to offer us an opportunity to just check in with the way that we're thinking about ourselves, the way that we're thinking about the world around us. It's really easy when we're scared to point the finger of blame and to focus our attention on other folks. So I just wanted to play her meditation really quickly. Just play her meditation. And then we can, I was going to walk us through a meditation of, just a breath meditation. If you're new to meditation, I know that it can feel kind of strange and scary. One of the things that I always invite people to think about when I'm leading a meditation is that, we all kind of come to those spaces with our own stories. You might have trauma in your past. You might have some kind of, anxiety about, being told what to do, being restricted in your movement or in your breathing or any of those types of things. So if at any time during these meditations you feel like you need to do something different, you need to change position, change posture, do any of those types of things, please feel the absolute freedom to do so. We really just want to offer this as an opportunity for our listeners to pause, to reoxygenate, to take a deep breath. And so that's really what this is about. Some very basic mindfulness meditation ideas. One is to try to create a space where you can really focus your mind's attention on the present moment. So a place that's relatively free of distraction, where your kids aren't running around, where you are not likely to be interrupted by your work emails or things of that nature. Really just a space for yourself. And find a comfortable position. Some folks, that's, you know, seated on the floor, on a cushion. Sometimes people are in a chair. But the idea is that you're sitting or laying or essentially positioning yourself with a frame of intentionality. Somewhere where you're saying, I am here to be focused in this moment. So you're not likely to fall asleep, but you're also not like stiff or really tensed up. Without further ado, we're going to offer you Ginger's loving kindness meditation, followed immediately after by a meditation that I will lead that is focused on the breath.
Hi, this is Ginger. And in a time of social distancing and isolation, it's an invitation for us each to try to connect with one another in different ways, energetically, in thoughts, in prayers, in deeds that we can help in any way we can. But I want to offer you a prayer of compassion. It's based on the loving kindness meditation that's thousands of years old, but it just focuses on thinking about those you love and those you're concerned about and maybe those you feel far away from. So let's begin with just taking a deep breath, closing your eyes, and bringing to mind the image of a person that you love dearly. And maybe you have concern for this person or you feel distant from them right now. And you say these words to them, may they be healthy. May they be safe. May they feel peace. May they feel loved. And then you put your hand on your own heart and you say gently to yourself, may I be healthy. May I be safe. May I feel peace. May I feel loved. And you can cycle through that with as many people as it helps you to pray for or send love to. This is a powerful practice with centuries of testimonials to the power of how this transmits love to somebody as you think about them, and to show compassion to yourself as well in these times of high anxiety and worry and uncertainty. We are called to care for one another as well as comfort and encourage our own selves. So this prayer, this loving kindness, sending out good wishes and receiving those same good wishes to yourself, can be a peace-filling practice. Be well.
Taking a moment to settle in to your present space, considering your posture, how you're seated, what's holding you right now, becoming attuned to the sensations of the body. And as we do, we'll shift our attention to the sensations of the breath, wherever you feel the breath most vividly. It could be in your nose, in your throat, your chest, or your belly. Seeing if it's possible to become fully aware of the sensations of breathing. Each breath in and out. Experiencing how each breath fills your body and then releases. Becoming aware of any other subtle shifts that occur in your body as you breathe. Even during moments when we try to become very intentional about focusing on our breath, it's easy for our minds to wander. And that's okay. This is what minds do. But seeing if it's possible to simply notice your wandering and gently guide your attention back to the sensations of the breath. In and out. When our minds wander, not shaming or judging, just gently guiding our attention back to the breath. This breath. This breath. Fully appreciating everything that this breath in this moment has to offer you. An anchor to the present, transforming your blood into something that is oxygen-rich, giving every cell in your body the fuel that it needs to function. Perhaps in this moment, appreciating how difficult it might be for others to breathe, who are struggling with illness, infection, disease. And appreciating the ease with which you breathe in this moment. And if breathing is difficult for you in this moment, because of anxiety, fear, or because of disease or infection. Acknowledging that however difficult it might be, your breath is still doing what it is designed to do. And that is something for which you can offer gratitude. Perhaps accompanying each in-breath with the thought, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our minds seek to fill spaces of silence. Your mind might decide that your breath isn't enough on its own to deserve your attention. Seeing if it's possible to subvert that inclination and honor each breath with your attention. That on its own, each breath, each opportunity to experience the external world is something you can be grateful for, something that deserves your attention, something you can acknowledge as vital and essential. Spending a few more moments trying to become fully alive to the sensations of breathing. And in a moment, we'll draw this practice to a close. And as we do, seeing if it's possible to carry this level of intentionality with us into the rest of our day and into the rest of our week, holding on to the awareness that your breath is always available to you as an anchor to this moment, to your aliveness, and seeing if it's possible to allow your breath to be a reminder of your gratitude for life.